This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
¿Cómo estás? You're listening to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined once again by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. Today we have a very special treat for you, especially for fans of rock made in España, Spanish rock. We had the honor of interviewing Spanish rock star Enrique Bunbury, formerly of the band Los Héroes del Silencio. And let's begin right now with a track by Bunbury from his latest album Palo Santo. This is Destrucción Masiva, followed by our interview with Bunbury.
Welcome to the Latin Alternative. Today we have a very special guest with us. Enrique Bunbury is here from Spain, an iconic singer-songwriter who changed the face of the Latin Alternative, first with his band Héroes del Silencio and then with an amazing solo career. Enrique, welcome to the Latin Alternative.
Thank you very much.
I understand that you're now living in the city of LA, which is a wonderful thing for all of us Angelinos. So I wanted to ask you a little bit, if you could tell us, how come you ended up spending some time here with us?
I can't remember why I took that decision like 4 years ago. We were thinking that it was a time for a change. We were living in Spain and different cities, and then I started to think that I wanted to go out of the country and find another place. And I was thinking maybe New York, maybe LA. So I don't know. I think it was like one of the two. Let's go to LA if we can find a place or something. Mm-hmm. And then I was touring here. I looked for some places. Somebody told me there is this house. And it was kind of, let's do it. But I don't know. I can't remember why. But now I really love this town. I feel like I belong to this sound, and I'm very, very happy living here.
Well, I'm very happy that you chose LA over New York, because I definitely believe that LA is a city of hidden treasures.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to have a grand time here.
I think LA, everybody thinks that this competition between New York and LA, New York is the smart city and LA is the superficial one. And I think those are topics, and you can find the superficial city also in New York, and you can find the smart city here.
Well, Enrique Bunbury has an awesome new album. It's called Palo Santo. Just a beautiful work of art. And I wanted to ask you, Enrique, this is, of course, a very unfair question whenever anybody asks about influences. But I wanted to, you know, I was listening to Palo Santo all day yesterday and was struck by this incredible combination of, there's, of course, rock and roll, but there's also blues in a way. It's almost like a bluesy record, like everything you've been doing in the past few years. There's some folkloric elements, almost like a little bit of tango. So I just wanted to ask you, growing up, what was the music that really made an indelible impression on you, that really struck you, that changed your heart?
Well, I think the first artist that impressed me a lot was watching King Creole, Elvis Presley's film, on TV. And I was, I don't know, maybe 8 years old or 7 years old. I remember that like something very, very strong. Watching that, I thought, I want to be a singer. I want to be a rock and roll singer. Being so that young. And after that, I think the three artists that are my main influences are Bob Dylan, David Bowie, and José Alfredo Jiménez. But I choose those three that the root, the American roots music, the avant-garde, and being, trying to be as experimental as pop can be. José Alfredo is because, well, I could say also Roberto Goyeneche, that is also one of those great mm-hmm. artists, but mm-hmm. José Alfredo is a songwriter. So it's somebody that, for me, is the thing that I was so amazed about, the Latin folkloric music, that they could write songs talking about each one of us in our language, being so deep, like, I don't know, Johnny Cash or Bob Dylan.
Now, José Alfredo Jiménez, of course, being the king of Mexican ranchera, an incredibly prolific songwriter and singer who defines pretty much the sound of Mexican music. Now, I know this is a very silly question, but are you proud yourself of the fact that you've created a sound that is unlike anything else, that is completely unique and new in a way?
Well, that's what we all want when we start to do music. Yes, of course, we start trying to imitate our idols, but after a while, you try to find where is your place. So, yes, I'm very proud of that. I know there are many people that are trying to tell me, well, you sound so much as yourself, as a critic, something that is wrong. And I think it's something that is absolutely right. It's what we all want.
Of course. But we're going to check out the opening track of Palo Santo. This is Despierta.
Despierta, todo ha cambiado, nada es como habíamos imaginado. Esperas a que alguien mueva, pase lo que pase, no quedes fuera. Hoy te sientes distinto, porque eres distinto. Lo que fue siempre lo mismo y cambió, permanecía oculto en ti y ahora está tan claro. Es un día soleado y no hay confusión. Despierta. Despierta, despierta de una vez. y bebe tu aire. Ya no hay nadie que te lo pueda quitar. Olvida, no importa qué digan, si no es alimento que se lo lleve el viento. Hoy te sientes distinto porque eres distinto. Lo que fue siempre lo mismo y cambió, permanecía oculto en ti y ahora está tan claro. Es un día soleado y no hay confusión. Despierta, despierta de una vez.
Welcome back to the Latin Alternative. This is Ernesto. I'm here with our special guest, Enrique Bumburi, for a Bumburi Takeover episode. We've been listening to some of the music, also from his latest album, Palo Santo. It's actually a double disc, one side studio and one side live recordings. Enrique, I wanted to ask you about an album that occupies a very special place in my heart, and that's Pequeño from 1999. I get the feeling, and I wanted you to tell us about it, that your career really, really changed with that record, that you found there's a discovery of a specific sound that you did with that album, that everything changed in a way. Am I wrong in saying that, or is that...
No, you're absolutely right. I did an album as a solo artist before that one, that it was Radical Sonora, but I think the radical change, sound change, came with Pequeño. Because Radical Sonora, it was, for me, it sounds like... could be as an Héroes del Silencio album trying to be more electronic. But in this one, it's a completely new world, a new approach to a different kind of music. I feel as it could be my first solo album.
Very cinematic, right? Almost like a movie when you experience that album.
Yeah, well, I really appreciate that. I was thinking about doing something very cinematic and very... like a score. I think most of my albums from that point, they have, all of them, they have something in common with this one. There is a song that has a relation with this album. It's like, yeah, it's the father of the creature.
Great. So we're going to go back to 1999, to an album that changed the face of Spanish rock, in our opinion. This is a favorite track of mine, El Extranjero.
En el puerto me espera.
sé dónde me ha de llevar. Ando buscando grandeza, solo esta tristeza. Hoy no pienso en la vuelta, tampoco me apena lo que dejo atrás. Solo sé que lo que me queda en un solo bolsillo lo puedo llevar. Siento en casa en América, en Antigua quisiera morir, parecido me ocurre con África, así la esa huida y el río, pero allá donde me llaman el extranjero, donde quiera que estoy, el extranjero me siento.
Hi, this is Enrique Bumburi, and you're listening to The Latin Alternative.
This is The Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
It's The Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
Demasiado tiempo en esa condición. Pronto fue que se hizo tarde. Si predecimos lo siguiente más probable, cambiamos de cristal las gafas de color. Más alto que nosotros solo el cielo. Pensaste que los sueños demandarían tanto de los dos para sacarlos de su área de confort. Cualquier
alto que nosotros, solo el cielo. No han visto nada todavía aún. Cosas que preferiría no saber de ti, de mí, de ti, de mí, de ti. Más alto que nosotros, solo el cielo. Cosas que preferiría no saber de ti, de mí, de ti, de mí, de ti. Más alto que nosotros, solo el cielo. Más alto que
that was Más Alto Que Nosotros, Solo El Cielo, from Palo Santo, the latest album by Enrique Bunbury, and here he is with us in a special takeover episode. Now, I understand you are prepping a 2014 with an extended tour throughout the United States, and I was actually struck, because usually artists such as yourself, they play just a couple of cities, maybe they do New York, Miami, Los Angeles, but I'm seeing that your tour next year is much more ambitious. So what's the reasoning behind that? What did you want to achieve with that?
Yeah, you're completely right. Most of the Latin artists, they come here and do a couple of shows, maybe three, four, the main cities for Latin audiences. But I did a very long tour in the States with Las Consecuencias. It was 25 shows around the States. That was the main point. And since that tour, I wanted to be more deep in the state, in the US market. I really think that right now, the Latin audiences, they are all around the country. You can go wherever you want, mm-hmm. Utah or Minnesota, wherever you go, there are Latin people. I'm not crazy. I'm not going for the Anglo market. I'm singing in Spanish. The Anglo market, they are not really, really interested in the Latin music. Maybe they like an album and they leave it, or they like the folkloric stuff or something very, very interesting, like very avant-garde. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But they really don't go very deep into Latin music. I know that there is a Latin audience there, and I want to go and seek for them.
Of course, anybody who has seen you live in concert knows that one experience is listening to your albums, and a very different one is seeing you in concert. And I'm going to ask you one more unfair question in a way. When we see you in concert, it's like this wave of passion and desire and pain and blues that almost takes over the entire space. It's like a force of nature. And I wanted to ask you if you could answer this. Is this something that you control? Is this something that you tried to achieve, or is it completely spontaneous and uncontrollable from you?
It's uncontrollable. I go there to the stage and it comes out. I tried to control it in maybe a couple of tours. I wanted to be a little less passionate, but it was unnatural for me to be a little bit cooler. It was so difficult and so unnatural that I said, okay, forget it. This is who I am. This is what I do. And they love it. And I love it. And we are in the same frame. I think the audience and I want that. And I think I can be unique and special doing what I do. So, yeah, sometimes I go to other shows. I go to see other artists. And I love how they do it. And I wanted to be a little bit cooler like them. But I'm not that. I'm passionate. I'm dramatic. I'm Latin. I have that thing on stage.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you write songs, I've noticed some songwriters, this is more like a technical question in a way, because some songwriters pay a lot of attention in the actual words rhyming, in there being rhymes. Mm-hmm. When I listen to your music, I almost feel as if you don't really care about the rhymes. You care about the poetry of the words per se in themselves. Is that so when you are in the process of writing a song? Do you care about the rhymes or it's irrelevant to you?
I care about the rhymes, but I think I'm very much into this 20th century poetry that changed the rhymes. This is, in Spanish, you have this tradition of centuries of rhyming and doing the cuartetos, the tercetos, all those things in the golden era in the Spanish literature and everything that I love and I like, but I prefer this poetry of experience that came in the 50s in Spain, or that they were not very aware of the rhyming. So I use a little bit of the rhyming because the song has to have a music in the words, but I also forget about it sometimes, and I think it makes it something different from many other artists, that they are so aware of the rhyming all the time.
Enrique Bunbury, thank you so much for visiting us here at the Latin Alternative.
Well, thank you, big pleasure. Me calaste hondo y ahora me dueles. Todo lo que nace perece del mismo modo. Un momento se va y no vuelve a pasar. Y decían qué bonito era vernos pasear, queriéndonos ir. Pensaban siempre será igual, como lo permitimos, qué es lo que hicimos tan mal. Fue este orgullo desgraciado que no supimos tragar. Y engáñame un poco al menos, di que me quieres aún más, que durante todo este tiempo lo has pasado fatal, que ninguno de esos idiotas te supieron hacer reír, y que el único que te importa es este pobre infeliz. Calaste hondo y ahora me dueles. Si todo lo que nace perece del mismo modo, un momento se va y no vuelve a pasar. Thank you.
que yo me muera y moriré mucho antes que tú. Solo quiero que una pena se llore frente a mi ataúd, que esta herida en mi alma no llegó a cicatrizar y estará desesperada hasta que te vea llegar. Me calaste hondo y ahora me dueles. Si todo lo que nace perece del mismo modo, un momento se va y no vuelve a pasar. Un momento se va.
And finishing up this tribute to Enrique Bunbury and his rock and roll artistry, and Spanish rock, of course, this was Infinito. It's a truly gorgeous track from the album that changed it all, Bunbury's Pequeño from the late 90s.
And now we're going to play some new music from one of our favorite artists of recent years. I'm talking about the Chilean MC, Ana Tijoux. She's been all over the place as of late. A lot of people discovering her thanks to the inclusion of her song 1977, or 1977, in the show Breaking Bad. But Ana's back with her third record. It's called Vengo, and that's also the name of the new single, which, Ernesto, I've been really digging. I like that she's now incorporating a little bit more Andean music and influences.
Yes, she's a highly eclectic artist, always experimenting with different collaborations with musicians from all over the world. Also, she is surrounded by some highly talented arrangers and orchestrators. So let's check out the latest single by the wonderfully talented Ana Tijoux.
Vengo en busca de respuestas con el manojo lleno y las venas abiertas. Vengo como un libro abierto, ansiosa de aprender la historia no contada de nuestros ancestros, con el viento que dejaron los abuelos y que vive en cada pensamiento de esta amada tierra, tierra. Quien sabe cuidarlo es quien de verdad la quiera. Vengo para mirar de nuevo, para ver los sitios y despertar el ojo ciego. Sin miedo, tú y yo descolonicemos lo que nos enseñaron, con nuestro pelo negro, con pómulos marcados, con el orgullo indio en el alma tatuado. Vengo con la mirada, vengo con la palabra, esa palabra hablada. Vengo sin temor a no perder nada. Vengo como el niño que busca de su morada la entrada al origen, la vuelta de su cruzada. Vengo a buscar la historia silenciada, la historia de una tierra saqueada. Vengo con el mundo y vengo con los pájaros, vengo con las flores y los árboles, sus cantos. Vengo con el cielo y sus constelaciones, vengo con el mundo y todas sus estaciones. Vengo agradecida al punto de partida, vengo con la madera, la montaña y la vida. Vengo con el aire, el agua, la tierra y el fuego. Vengo a mirar el mundo de nuevo. Vengo con mis ideas como escudo, con el sentir humano, a vivir este mundo donde el hombre nuevo busca el contrapunto. Vengo humano, vengo como tú, en busca de la huella, de la pieza del árbol y de su corteza, que guarda en su memoria que el canto de victoria. Cuando vimos de la tierra lloramos con tal euforia y abrimos así nuestros brazos tan encadilados y nos acurrucamos al origen de los tiempos, a la fuente del universo donde yace el sentimiento de vivir este comienzo. Vengo con la sangre roja, con los pulmones llenos de rimas en mi boca, con los ojos rasgados, con la tierra en las manos. Venimos con el mundo y venimos con su canto. Vengo a construir un sueño, el brillo de la vida que habita en el hombre nuevo. Vengo buscando un ideal de un mundo sin clase que se pueda levantar. Vengo con el mundo y vengo con los pájaros, vengo con las flores y los árboles, sus cantos. Vengo con el cielo y sus constelaciones, vengo con el mundo y todas sus estaciones. Vengo agradecida al punto de partida, vengo con la madera, la montaña y la vida. Vengo con el aire, el agua, la tierra y el fuego. Vengo a mirar el mundo de nuevo. Vengo a mirar el mundo de nuevo. Vengo en busca de respuestas con el manojo lleno y las venas abiertas. Vengo. Vengo buscando un ideal de un mundo muerto sin clase que se pueda levantar. Vengo con nuestro pelo negro, con pómulos marcados, con el orgullo indio en el alma tatuado. Vengo.
I'm Juan Campodónico.
And Martin Rivero. We're from Campo.
And you are listening to The Latin Alternative.
Out of the blue, I got something to do. I got someone to save. I got someone, I don't know, out of the blue. It's just another day. It's another day. Everything alright. My brothers and sisters I've met are misfit. I'm gonna stunt tonight. Break the ice, another brick on the wall. Step from the word, just said it's obscene to be naked forever. We sang it together, so hard to forget it. This isn't a breakthrough, it's just a warning. I'm addicted to heartbreaks. I'm addicted, addicted. I'm addicted to heartbreaks. I'm addicted to heartbreaks. I'm addicted, I'm addicted to heartbreaks. Something to do, I got someone to save, I got someone, I don't know, out of the blue, it's just another day, it's another day, everything alright. I'm addicted to heartbreaks, I'm addicted, I'm addicted to heartbreaks, I'm addicted to heartbreaks, I'm addicted, I'm addicted to heartbreaks. Try to remember, I know it so well that I try to forget it. The ones that are hurting, the ones that are guilty. This isn't a breakthrough, it's just a warning. I'm addicted to heartbreaks. I'm addicted, I'm addicted to heartbreaks. I'm addicted to heartbreaks. I'm addicted, I'm addicted to heartbreaks. Brothers and sisters I've made are misfit. I'm gonna stomp tonight, break the ice, another brick on the wall. Step from the word and she said it's obscene to be naked forever. We sang it together, so hard to forget it. This isn't a breakthrough, it's just a warning.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative, and we just heard Uruguayan artist Campo with a new remix, candombe remix, I should say, of his single Heartbreaks, and that's from his latest album, Remixes and Rarezas.
And now we're going to continue in South America with Fidel Nadal from Argentina, formerly the lead singer and band leader of Todos Tus Muertos, man who has specialized in South American reggae and roots reggae music. This is a very infectious piece of music, his latest single, one of his best works, I think. Both Josh and I are great fans of this new song. Enjoy Fidel Nadal from Argentina with Te Quiero Ver.
Como Coca-Cola bajo la mejor arroz de play. Nos ponemos a bailar de las 9 hasta las 6. Con el agani, agani, agani venimos a ver. No te lo puedes perder. Ella te necesita y eso lo sabes bien. Para mi hermosa mujer
tight, 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 tight. Te quiero ver when I hold you tonight. Espero que no vayas a arrugar porque yo no voy a planchar. Porque estás tight, 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 tight. Te quiero ver when I hold you tonight. Espero que no vayas a arrugar porque yo no voy a planchar. Porque estás tight, 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 tight. Te quiero ver when I hold you tonight. Espero que no vayas a arrugar porque yo no voy a planchar.
This is the Latin Alternative.
This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
¿Cómo estás? You're plugged in to the Latin Alternative.
You're listening to the Latin Alternative, and we just heard Lo Que No Será from AJ Davila, formerly the lead singer of the Puerto Rican garage rock band Davila 666. Excited about his new solo record, just came out. It's called Terror Amor.
And now we're going to listen to a new band from Argentina that was discovered by one of my favorite bands, art rock supergroup Babasónicos. Discovered this band. They're not from Buenos Aires. They are actually from the lovely city of Rosario in the inside of Argentina, in the interior of the country. And this is the band Indios. And you can immediately understand, you can relate as to why Babasónicos discovered Indios, because there's definitely an aesthetic similarity. So check out this new band Indios that I think we're going to be listening to a lot of them in the future. And the song Casi Desangelados.
Figuras entrelazadas, muñecos a mis espaldas, amigos. que nos persiguen. Los miro, son detectives. Yo necesito hablar con vos. Despacio, iremos acercando. Espaldas, amigos que nos persiguen, los miro, son detectives, yo necesito hablar con vos, despacio, iremos acercando.
You've been listening to The Latin Alternative. We had a special interview earlier today with Enrique Bunbury, one of the biggest iconic artists of rock from Spain, as well as some of our favorite new recent songs. If you like what you're hearing, we hope you'll join us on either Facebook or Twitter. You can find us on Facebook by searching for The Latin Alternative, and on Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt.
Now, this week, a very important artist in the history of Latin music celebrated his 70th birthday. I'm talking about Alfredo Linares, a virtuoso band leader and composer from Peru, who was a real pioneer of the Afro-Caribbean sound in South America. He also worked with musicians from Colombia and Venezuela. He is a real master of salsa, boogaloo, and Latin jazz. We're going to go back to the 70s and enjoy one of his most infectious tracks. This is Maestro Alfredo Linares. Feliz cumpleaños for you with Boogaloo Girl, and hasta la próxima.
Sí, señor, para todas las nenas, Boogaloo.
Muchacha, báilalo y tú verás qué rico es. Oye mi bugalú, muchacha, báilalo y tú verás qué rico es.
Bugalú con Alfredito Linares.
¡Wow!
¡Cada vez!
salud. Muchacha, gózalo y tú verás qué bueno es. Qué rico, qué suave, ay mami, mi bugalú. Qué rico, qué suave, ay mami, mi bugalú.
The heart has a way of pushing you through the darkest days. We live in our mind, and it makes us all forget sometimes. Too many mistakes. Yeah, too many thoughts and plans to make. Can make life hard to take. But if you could take a moment and just listen to your heart, you will find there's something to relieve the pressure from the start. Put it all aside and take a breath. You're really not too far from sunnier days. Oh, you're not too far away from sunnier days. From sunnier days. Some of us are blind. Some of us know the answer's hard to find. We live in our mind, and it makes us all forget sometimes. So just take a break from the messages and calls that you had to make. I guess I can see it on your face. But if you could take a moment and just listen to your heart, you would find there's something to relieve the pressure from the start. Put it all aside and take a breath. You're really not too far from sunnier days. Oh, you're not too far away from sunnier days. Sunnier days, sunnier days. Oh, you're not too far away. Sunnier days, sunnier days. The sun is out, the sky is blue. The outside's waiting there for you. And the sun is out, the sky is blue. The outside's waiting there for you. And the sun is out, the sky is blue. The outside's waiting there for you. And the sun is out, the sky is blue. The outside's waiting there for you. But if you two take a moment and just listen to your heart, you will find there's something to relieve the pressure from the start. Put it all aside and take a breath. You're really not too far from sunnier days.
I'm Josh Norick for the Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and Exit 97.7 WEXT, Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT Educational Telecommunications.
This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit97.7.org.